Welcome to the Bag Clan Fantasy Football Podcast. Here are your hosts, Blake, Tyler, and Rob.
Hello and welcome back in playoff week two, everybody. Back with the Bag Clan Fantasy Football Podcast, new and improved as we are every single week. How are we doing, guys? Let's go Tyler first. What do you think about our football experience in week 15 of the NFL season this year?
Well, that is why I had to play a song that said, "What's going on?" Because that was the worst week of fantasy that I think I've ever been a part of.
100% true. There were like, unless you had a Kansas City player or Cooper Kupp, you were not happy with your week whatsoever. I mean, that was it.
Yeah, my entire team, thankfully I had a bye, but my entire team had three people in double digits.
Yeah, looking at your team, Sunday afternoon was very entertaining, and even into Monday night, it's like, oh, Tyler's not even going to break 70. Oops.
No, and I played my best team.
Yeah. I even scrolled through because you talked about I'll be playing all of my benching all my starters so they can have rest for the week. It's like, that doesn't make any sense. And I look, it's like, did Tyler actually do that? No, he started the best team he could, and it still was trash city.
Yeah, it was a bad week all around. I mean, nobody did anything offensively. Defenses did good. You know, Dallas got like four turnovers. Other defenses did well. New Orleans took the shellacking to Tampa. I mean, but yeah, it was bad offensively for sure.
Hey, just a sidebar. Speaking of Dallas's defense, do you know that Dallas has two of the top four players in defensive player of the year odds?
Really?
Diggs and Parsons. They're number three and four.
I mean,
not surprising.
Not surprising.
Aaron Donald is five.
Wow.
So, yeah, unfortunately, I don't think this week's going to be a whole lot different. The COVID is still happening. We'll see how the new rules and regulations kind of filter in with the COVID cases. But I saw up today 15 Packers that were added to the list today or yesterday.
It'll be interesting, that's for sure. I mean, like you said, with the new rules, they can go in and out or on and off the list rather quickly rather than before. It wasn't like a death sentence as far as playing goes. But yeah, it's just been crazy. And, you know, it's the Omicron, I guess.
Yeah, so we're going to have, you know, our normal, we're going to, you know, talk about some news and some notes, hit into our picks from last week, which is obviously going to be a very short segment. And we only got two matchups this week. We got the semifinals. So we'll jump into news and notes before we talk anymore.
Yeah, but I'm going to fill the entire podcast with bumpers, baby. Let's go.
Let's go.
Maybe. There we go. Oh, boy, it's muted. Oh, boy, we got... See, this is what happens when Blake. This is what happens when Blake tells me to fade out the intro. Is everything gets fucked up?
You can knock. Who's there? The news.
There. Never tell me to fade anything out ever again.
But when you don't, it just becomes a real hard stop and it's real jarring.
Well, I'm playing this again. I'm playing this again because we need it.
Knock knock. Who's there? The news.
All right. Nothing like a little bit of notes, feedback on how the podcast is run during the podcast. You know, that's just how we roll.
You want me to hop on a soundboard real quick?
No.
No, I don't.
Why not?
hey, Blake, how are those news and notes going?
Yeah, they're going great.
Okay.
I had something that I was going to lead off with that I didn't write down. I totally forgot it. So, I just wanted to say, you know, so we had a bit of an anomaly, Jesus Christ, last week. We had football all the way until last night, which is wild for sure. So that's going to play into a little bit of how games happen in week 16 here. You know, a lot of teams are going to have short weeks. I'm not exactly sure how they're going to play that one out. Are there teams playing on Sunday that played last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to suck for them.
Yeah, and in our league, we're not even actually doing like transactions until tonight.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's both ESPN and Yahoo did that.
Yeah. Which I don't think there's a lot of transactions going on. There's, you know, there might be a couple, but it'll probably be just Nick picking five players up and dropping them.
So I'm going to hit at a couple quarterbacks that I wrote down here. We got Cam Newton is officially getting the start this week.
I mean,
they're saying Darnold is going to play, and it's against Tampa Bay. So have fun. Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah, good luck. I wouldn't play him if you had him. So
yeah, that whole team is kind of blown up as far as fantasy goes since like week six. Like, I was not in a good way.
Right. Yeah. And you hit the nail on the head, Blake. Do you remember back to week six? We were all thinking Carolina's got a shot at not only doing well but winning this division. Darnold was on fire. The run game was going. They had the passing. The defense was great. And now they've just fallen apart. I'm in awe on how they went from being a contender to garbage in like a matter of weeks.
Teddy Bridgewater out for week 16, looking very questionable at best for week 17. So Drew Lock's getting a start.
Fine. You might as well. Once again, let's see what we have in Drew Lock and see if it's the same old Drew Lock that we know we have.
Yeah. Maybe Fant is good here with him playing.
The running game is good.
I was going to say the running game will be good, but you're right. Yeah. Jerry Jeudy got zero last week. Thank you.
Garrett Gilbert starting on Thursday.
Oh boy. Really?
Yeah. That's the report I read today.
Oh geez. What? Gross. Yeah, Garrett Gilbert, they don't even play on Thursday.
They don't play on Thursday. They played yesterday.
I literally just read that. Did I misread Tuesday for Thursday?
Yep, you did.
You sure did.
Whoopsie daisy.
Yes, he did play last night.
This podcast has gone off the rails.
let me update you.
That's what I get for doing my podcast notes until 4 o'clock.
No, he played, and he played very well for a guy with his second start. For those who don't know, he started for Dallas last year when Dak was out for a number of games and Dallas just, tried an experiment at quarterback. He didn't do very well, but he was on the Patriots practice squad and they said like, hey, come aboard. We don't have any quarterbacks. He knew the playbook for a couple days and they actually had a shot at this game, but Philly had too much for him and won, I think, by 10. But he did not play terrible, to be fair.
Yeah, that's what I get for not writing notes until her. But I was like, hey, he was a backup for Dallas last year. I need to come in strong with that one.
Well, I helped you out there. You're fine.
I would like to point out I have a bumper for both us being a train wreck and Rob talking about coming. So I can play whichever one you guys want.
both?
Either? Okay, deal.
This podcast is our most train wrecky of
that's from the last year's intro podcast and then about a couple of weeks ago.
Hey, if he can't come right here, he can't come at all. So
I'm really just stacking up these sound bites.
Perfect. I mean, these are good. Yeah. All right.
Terrible. All right. So I gotta let's run through a couple more injuries. Fournette is hurt. Not officially ruled out as far as I know for week 16, but Arians came out and said that it's Ronald Jones's backfield. He's going to get the trust.
Yeah. They signed Adrian Peterson, didn't they?
Le'Veon
Bell. Excuse me. Sorry.
I believe they put Fournette onto IR, but I will double check that.
Today. Yeah.
He's done for the regular season.
Yeah. Wrong washed up running back that I said there. Sorry. Le'Veon Bell. Tampa's in a world of hurt. I mean, literally.
Okay. I thought we'd talk more about that, but sorry, I'm scanning through. There we go. Elijah Mitchell. I'm Elijah Mitchell is ruled out for Thursday night's game. I'm pretty sure I have that one right.
Hey, that's a real Thursday night game. Good job.
It is. Yes.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's what San Francisco's been the last couple of weeks. So, you know, you kind of know what you have there.
Yeah. You'll get what you had last week. Same difference.
Yep. And then Austin Eckler added to the COVID list. I'll hit him here. I was going to talk about COVID as a bunch, but I mean, that's another running back that is thrown in question for this weekend.
Yeah, no, running backs are terrible this week. And Mixon's right? hurt too. Like in Dynasty, I'm literally probably going to be starting. Let's see, because David Johnson's hurt as well. I just picked up Duke Johnson. I'm probably going to be starting Duke Johnson and Philip Lindsay on the same team. They're just awful.
If you have Justin Jackson, he's a great play this week, FYI.
Oh, yeah.
Against Houston, come on.
So Leonard Fournette was expected to go to IR. However, today he was still on the active roster. Didn't practice today. Not expected to play this weekend, but his thus far not. And Arian said may not move to IR at all. So,
I mean,
that would be.
This team has been weird about IR all season, though. I mean, we saw the whole debacle with Antonio Brown, where he wasn't on IR for 4 weeks, and then they moved him to IR, and he's been out like 7 weeks. So, who knows?
I mean, speaking of Antonio Brown, he supposedly is back. Is supposedly good.
And with Godwin out,
with Godwin done for the whole season and playoffs, and Mike Evans with a hamstring strain, which they're saying he's going to play, but
maybe
the average return to play time is like 21 days on that injury. And like, I don't think you can trust it. I think even if he's on the field, unless you have no other options, I don't think he should be in lineups.
Yeah. It's the Gronk and Brown game, but for both of them, I think it's great if he does play because somebody has to cover him.
So let me ask you this, Rob. You're desperate, desperate in Dynasty, right?
Right, sure.
And you have your choice of secondary Bucs receivers. Are you picking up Tyler Johnson, Breshad Perriman, or Scotty Miller?
I am not touching Scotty Miller. I'm between Perriman and Johnson. I would probably take Perriman because I think Johnson filled more of the Antonio Brown role while he was out.
Where so actually, Perriman is.
He did.
Johnson was the slot guy, and Perriman was on the outside. So if Evans is playing, I was going to go Johnson. If Evans is playing, then you have Evans and Brown on the outside, Johnson on the inside. All but right, if Evans doesn't play, then that's where I think Perriman gets the huge, huge bump.
Okay,
and becomes the guy.
That's where I was thinking is that that he wasn't playing. I hope he does because it helps Brown.
All right, sticking with IR talk, A.J. Brown activated to come off of IR. I assume he's playing this week, but I'm not sure, but he's coming back.
A.J. Yeah. Brown, a.k.a. my only hope.
Yeah, I mean, they need him. I mean, they have Tennessee has been trashed since he's been gone. And Julio came back for like a game, and then he hurt himself again. Oh, big surprise there. Yeah, if Tennessee is going to do anything, it has to be with A.J. Brown in the lineup.
Yeah, I think we can I think we all need to turn around and apologize to Atlanta for saying that they got fleeced in that trade for only getting a second for Julio Jones.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that second looks great right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, a running back that I missed was Antonio Gibson, who went down injured last night. I don't think he was ruled out for the game, but he didn't practice today, which isn't surprising for a new injury, but I don't know what we feel about him, what the reports are.
Wasn't it a foot or toe again, which he's been dealing with? He came back in. He had a terrible game. I mean, but truth be told, you know, Philly's got a good interior defense. I don't think it'll be a problem, but I think he had the toe issue earlier in the year, and he was getting better, and you saw the progression. This could be a setback. Back and if you're depending on him for better games in the playoffs, you might be disappointed.
Yeah, and JD McKissick just went on IR with a concussion ending his season. So I mean, if Gibson isn't 100%, you could take the flyer on Jarrett Patterson.
Yeah.
Against Dallas's interior run defense, which is a little bit shaky. I mean, you know, it's not terrible, but it's not great.
No, No, but the last time they played the Redskins, the football team, they held Gibson to like nothing.
Right.
Yeah. So
DJ Moore, or not DJ, well, I talked about him. He's listed as day by day. I didn't want to talk about him first. I want to talk about him after the next player. He's listed as day by day. We talked about that Carolina offense looking like ass. I don't know if you're in a playoff seat, you know, playing this week, you were the third seed and you won in to the next round of the playoffs and you got DJ Moore. Are you starting him this week?
No. I think the only player you can reasonably start on Carolina is Ameer Abdullah, because they're going to be down. They're going to be throwing, you know, and you just got to hope you get PPR points.
Yeah. Agreed. Unless you're like, for whatever reason, if you're in a league that you're super desperate at quarterback and you have nothing and you're just hoping for a rushing touchdown and maybe one passing touchdown, I guess you could play Cam.
There has to be better. There are 30 other teams in the NFL I would rather play their quarterbacks.
I know. Yeah, I got nothing.
So, yeah, the one I meant to talk about is Adam Thielen. I held out last week. Practicing limited this week. If he's in, if he plays, whether it's limited or not, can you trust him at all?
He was close last week. He tried out pregame and just wasn't enough. So I think if he makes it this week, I think he's fine. I think you play him as normal.
I'm going the opposite way. I don't think you can trust him, but I think you have to play him.
Okay.
Alrighty, let's see. Last bits. I got three receivers. Well, I'll just read you exactly my notes. Tyreek Hill, Brandon Cooks, and Cole Beasley all added to the COVID reserve list today or yesterday, along with over the last 3 days, probably like a third of the NFL as well.
Yeah. So Beasley, we obviously know Beasley's not vaccinated. He's been very vocal about that. So he's out. Right. He's out for 10 days. I don't know if he's officially out for 17 yet, but for sure 16. I don't know about the other two, but yeah, I mean, with all of this stuff, you're going to have to watch right up to game time.
I mean, I know that with the Chiefs, that both Hill and Kelsey, I think, are vaccinated and both are out on COVID right now. They both have a chance to get back as long as they have their negative tests. So that's a little bit better. Like you said, Beasley, we all know he's not. So he's out and he's in danger of the second game too. So.
Yeah. And he was already dropped by Christian Sunday School in our league as well. So
yeah, because they're pretty much saying he's not going to make either game.
Yeah. I got one more, Blake, if you're through your list.
Yeah, pretty much. I was just going to mention that we were talking about Julio. He practiced last week and he practiced in full today too, even though he was limited in the game with that hamstring.
He did practice today
in a game. Wow. But.
Yeah. Right. I mean, he's an upside play. We know this, there's like zero trust as far as, can you actually trust him to produce for your lineup? So if you need a shot in the dark, man, play Julio, but gross.
Okay. But if he plays, he creates upside for anybody that's got Brown.
Right.
So you've got Julio, DJ Moore, and Adam Thielen. They're all playing on Sunday. Which two do you pick, I guess? Because you already said that you have to play Thielen, even though you're not going to feel confident.
Thielen and DJ Moore.
Okay.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah.
The last one I had is just the entire Detroit running back room.
Oh my God.
And Rob, I guess I'll tee it up and kind of hand it off to you here. So Swift, we know has the shoulder injury.
Right.
Jamal Williams spent actually a decent amount of time on the COVID list. He spent almost a month on there, didn't he? Let's see. He's been out
3 weeks.
14. So two weeks.
Yeah.
On the COVID list. And now we see Craig Reynolds come in and is seemingly, you know, kind of balling out a little bit. What do you do with that Detroit backfield right now?
I mean, if Swift comes back, obviously that's the play. If he doesn't, Reynolds is the play. I mean, they signed him to the active roster. They think that much of him because he's been bouncing between the practice squad and active roster for the past 2 weeks.
But can't they only do that for 2 weeks? I think the third week they have to sign him.
Maybe, and maybe that's why they did. But I would if I'm Detroit and I don't have Swift, who's obviously the alpha dog there, I'm playing him. He has done well without either one of the top two dogs there to take anything off of him. He's been the guy. And it's not like they play terrible competition. So I keep going, Reynolds. Keep going.
All righty. Anything else? Rob, you got anything you want to jab in there?
No. I mean, yeah, let's move it on.
Cool. Let's jump into our picks from last week.
Ooh, how do we do? Choose your character.
See, that one I have built into Fade Out. I don't have to do anything on that. Look at me.
Nice. Nice.
So really simple last week. Yeah. I see Blake's walking away, which is going to be a problem because I have like 2 seconds worth of stuff to say.
That's fine. I'll keep talking.
Perfect. All three of us went 2-0. The dice went 0-2.
Nice.
The dice was on the spec train, which was not the train to be on. I think I said last week that I wish I could parlay those two to both lose. And that would have been a parlay that would have made me not a good amount of money because the odds were in the favor of that happening, but it would have made me some money.
Yeah. Bet 2, get 5. It'd have been fine.
Yeah.
I stood up because the dogs decided it was time to bring squeaky toys into the room.
Oh, good.
And then start squeaking them. So I had to nip that one in the bud. Oh, let's
see. Three-way tie. I like it.
I think. No, I'll do that at the end.
All right.
So I think I got nothing else to add for as far as picks go. We were all chose the Civex to lose. So,
you know, correct.
Yeah. All right. There's not much to talk about. Nope. Into the playoffs. Ba-da-ba-da.
I'm playoffs. Not an expert or anything, but that
playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Can't wait.
Did you just talk in the middle of my fucking bumper?
I sure did. I forgot about it completely. What I was gonna say is I'm not an expert or anything, but I feel like that's copywritten or something.
It's not. Shut up, you. Before we get into
nothing.
Okay, go ahead.
Nothing.
I was gonna say, what dice are we rolling? And
I'm saying nothing to maintain my allegedly status.
That's fine.
Who's rolling?
Let's roll a D12 tonight.
All right.
And you want me to go? You can roll if you want to.
I got it. All right. Let's go.
Yeah. So our first matchup is the Fighting Hedgehogs at 8-5. And we don't need to cover their record because it hasn't changed.
No. Right.
But they were the 3 seed?
3 seed.
3 seed.
Playing against the 2 seed, the Fantasy Reapers. Currently, the Hogs are favored to win by around 30 points. We all know this is going to be a scary matchup. So we got Pat Mahomes for the
Hogs. Hey. What are you doing? I got another bumper for you, baby.
What?
Oh.
We're padding the runtime with this shit.
Days, we don't need you talking up as it is.
The long-eared hedgehog has adapted well for the moonlit landscape. It's a ferocious and tireless nocturnal hunter. But it may, at last, be about to meet its match.
There's only one thing that can give and take life like that. We're dealing with a Reaper.
Valentine is done.
Did you really just get a Supernatural reference into our fantasy football podcast?
Oh, you're goddamn right I did.
Oh, my goodness.
If you got that reference before I said anything, said something into the group chat.
Yeah, kudos to you.
All right, so quarterbacks, Pat Mahomes, home against Pittsburgh versus Tyler's Tom Brady at Carolina.
I mean, especially lately, give me Mahomes.
Well, I will say that Carolina's not the Saints, so
Tom Brady. They're not. Okay. They're not, but give me Mahomes still.
So. Yeah, I saw a stat. I don't remember what it was word for word, but it was basically along the lines that every single time that Tom Brady's played against the Saints in Tampa, he has gotten absolutely decimated and shut down.
Yes.
And boy, did he just live right up to that one last week.
He sure did. I mean, yeah. But when he gets his butt beat, he usually comes back pretty good. I think this will be very close. I just would rather have Mahomes at home than Brady on the road.
Yeah, and yeah, we talked about it. Mahomes hasn't been as good at home. So I got a shot. I got there's a shot here, yes, there's but a shot. I don't feel good about it.
Yeah, well, you don't have a shot as the next matchup.
Yeah, no, I have nothing on the next one.
Yeah, and I was just going to say that the other thing going in your direction, Tyler, is that Mahomes has kind of rubber banded this year. Every time that he's had a huge game, the last time he had over 400 yards, he had 11 and a half points the next week. So
possible.
It's possible.
All right.
Yeah, running backs. Jonathan Taylor at Arizona and Cordero Patterson home against Detroit. What the hell was that?
That's Sonic picking up his rings, baby.
Yeah,
but that was
Jonathan Taylor just running. Yeah, ding.
Tyler got a soundboard.
Tyler's got Jamal Williams at Atlanta, and then Saquon Barkley at Philly. Saquon's questionable once again.
This is easy. The Patterson against a terrible Detroit run defense, and Jonathan Taylor is. MVP candidate, boom, those two.
Yeah, no, I have to hope and pray that the other parts of my lineup will keep this game or will get me a lead, because this is going to be, I will probably lose this matchup by 40. Like, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, because you're playing against Devontae Adams against Cleveland and then Hollywood Brown at Cincinnati. And you're throwing out CeeDee Lamb against Washington at home and A.J. Brown coming off of IR against San Francisco.
So all of his, what do you want to call it? Onions are in the A.J. Brown basket. Lamb hasn't, he's done great. I mean, pretty good, but not great recently. Devontae Adams is going to do his. I mean, and Brown hasn't done, terrific recently, but I am going to still take Adams and Brown over Brown and Lamb.
This matchup is going to go bad for me. And I actually just have to hope that we have a week again, like last week, where everything just goes on its head, because that's the only way I can win.
You have to hope for COVID for everybody.
Things aren't looking great for you, because are going to be playing against Mark Andrews at Cincy, and you've got Kyle Pitts against Detroit. Not a good defense, but Kyle Pitts has not looked great.
I mean, sorry.
Oh, Kyle Mark Pitts Andrews. Has looked great.
He's looked great, but he has not been – the Atlanta offense has not been playing great. I'm talking about fantasy-wise.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you're going up against the number one tight end. Let me repeat that. The number one tight end in Mark Andrews this year.
You were just so shocked by that, and it surprises me how shocked you are.
I am. You've got – dude, I'm sorry. That is crazy to me. I thought he was 5 at best preseason, but, number one.
Well, that's – okay, well, that's just wild.
That is wild. Because
I thought he was 5.
Three seasons, he's been the consensus number 3 or consistently number 3 tight end.
They just signed him to a monster contract before the season.
Okay, I thought Detroit would be a lot better than they are. So I thought Hockenson would move up to that 4 spot. I did not know that Oakland's brain fart.
Coach would get killed.
Yeah, that he would be like hurt most of the season. So, and that Kittle, I would figure Kelce, Kittle, Waller, and then I figured Hockenson would take that fourth spot. That's what I thought. So there you go. Anyway, so the fact that he's all the way to one did surprise me, yes.
Yeah. I mean, as far as Pitts goes, Pitts is on pace to break Jeremy Shockey's tight end rookie record for yardage. The big thing is he has one touchdown. If Pitts had seven touchdowns right now, what would he be? Well, he's already number four tight end.
He'd probably be,
let's see, because how many points does he have? He has 153, so add... I mean, he wouldn't be anywhere close to Andrews, but he'd be up around 200, like 180, right, something like that. So I think we would be talking about him completely differently. And Atlanta, all they do is murder bad teams and get destroyed by good teams. And Detroit's a bad team. So I'm praying for two touchdowns here for Kyle Pitts.
I would bet against you on that. I would say.
Oh yeah. Zero. Okay. You're going to bet against a player getting two touchdowns. Thanks. Thanks for that. Thanks. The lowest odds you're going to get on anybody scoring two touchdowns is like plus 350. Yeah, you're going to bet against that. You're going to bet against a heavy underdog. Fuck off. Thanks for that analysis, dickhead.
Just letting you know what I'd do. A little bit of analysis you want to say is, what do we think about Lamar Jackson playing this week? Because Mark Andrews played with Tyler Huntley last week, who played outstanding.
Yeah,
and that is a good reason why Andrews got a lot of attention.
I don't think it matters.
No, for Andrews, I don't think it matters.
No, okay. It matters for Brown. It doesn't matter for Andrews.
All right. Yeah, I don't have Andrews stats pulled up recently, but I mean, the last, barring the week that he got hurt, the last three games played, Lamar has thrown for like 250 or less.
Yeah, the last two games for Andrews, which were both Huntley games because Lamar went out in the first quarter of week 14, were two of Andrews' top three games this year.
Right, so that's what I'm saying is, if Lamar comes back, Mark Andrews takes a hit and that makes the matchup closer. That's all I'm saying.
No, because Hollywood goes up as much as Andrews would come down. So I think that
we're talking about the tight end matchup here, Tyler, not the overall matchup.
Well, okay, then yes, it becomes closer if Lamar plays.
Thank you for
overall matchup does not change, which is
okay.
Man, but every single time I win the tight end matchup, great. Just crown me the fucking champion if I win the tight end matchup. Because the overall matchup doesn't matter at all, is what Blake's saying right here.
Sonic rings again.
Get out of town. No, I got what you're saying. Yes. In this matchup, if Lamar plays, it's closer between Andrews and Pitts. Yes.
Yes. Thank you for agreeing that's how we've done analysis all fucking year. So in the flex position, Christian Kirk is home against Indianapolis, and then he's got Miles Sanders questionable against the Giants for the Hogs versus Donovan Peoples-Jones at Green Bay, and then Michael Carter against Jacksonville for Tyler.
So for this one, it's a pretty even matchup in the flex. Kirk has been a beneficiary of Nuke being out for the year. Sanders has come off two 100-yard games. I think his injury is not that big a deal, and I think he'll do fine against the Giants. They've been running for like over 175 yards a game for like I don't know how many in a row. They set some kind of record since the 40s. Peoples-Jones. It just depends on who plays for Cleveland this next week, to be honest. And Michael Carter is the guy, and Jacksonville's terrible. I hate doing this. I'm going to give the slight edge to Kirk and Sanders, but I would not be surprised if Jones and Carter pull this out, especially with the Jets playing Jacksonville.
Yeah, the only hope I have here, and again, I'm just grasping at straws for any way I could potentially win this matchup, is I wonder if Rondale Moore is the most involved one against Indy with that underneath stuff, you know, just grab and go. Whereas Kirk is more that downfield guy, which Indy is normally more prone to take away. Right. So that's what I'm hoping for.
With their cover but yeah. Shell and everything. Yeah.
Right. I think this is Kirk and Sanders pretty easily.
Yeah, I saw a report today that came out 6 hours ago. I don't know. I'm not sure what happened in between now and then, but it says there's 15 Jets out due to COVID-19, including Robert Saleh. And Marco Carter was on that list as well. He must have been cleared since then because ESPN's not showing that. But there is a lot of players on that Jets team in general that's going to be limited or out on Sunday.
Well, and again, we don't know if they're going to be out. They're just added to the list right now because with these new protocols, they only need one negative test in order to play. So really the only test that matters, as long as they're not symptomatic, is Sunday morning.
Yeah, just something to look out for.
Yeah, very much so.
Defense, we got the Bills at the Patriots versus the Seahawks home against Chicago.
I win one.
I actually like the Seahawks a lot better. They've been playing great defense. Chicago's prone to turnovers. The Bills scored a whole 6 points the last time they played New England. I just don't like them, even though, I mean, and that was at the Bills. This is at New England. So, yeah, give me the Seahawks.
I win one.
Congratulations, Tyler.
Thanks.
Congrats.
All right, Rob, why don't you take me through the Hogs bench?
I mean, I'm looking.
Ronald Jones instead of Miles Sanders.
I guess it depends on health there. Because Miles Sanders, like I said, has gotten 200 yard games in a row. So Sanders has been doing very well. I guess it's Let me go this way. If you buy into what Tyler said about Christian Kirk being on the outside and the way that Indy plays that cover two shell, and it's the underneath stuff, it's a Zach Ertz game, it's a Rondell Moore game, it's a, you know, dump off to the running backs game, it's not Christian Kirk on the outside, I'd throw Ronald Jones in that spot, maybe, if you buy into that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. The only other interesting one that I see there is Odell Beckham Jr. at Minnesota. I think you have to play all your Rams receiving options or all your Rams receivers against Minnesota because they're just so terrible on the outside.
I do too, but he's just coming off such a poor game. It's just hard.
I just think that this is the matchup where he gets the long one, right?
I mean, maybe it depends who plays for Baltimore, right? And then you could maybe say, I like his upside better than Marquise Brown with the backup quarterback in. You know what I'm saying? And I want to mitigate my, you know, putting everything on Baltimore. So I could see that. Yeah, I could see that there.
Yeah, and it will depend on how the projections change when right. Antonio Brown's officially is off. Or not Antonio. A.J. Brown's officially off IR.
A.J. Brown already has a projected number in ESPN.
Oh, does he? Okay. I can't see it, so. Stuff like that'll change on Sunday morning. Do we have any Thursday matchups in this thing? Doesn't really look like it.
AJ Brown is Thursday, and then Jonathan Taylor is Saturday, as well as somebody else I saw was Saturday. Donovan Peoples-Jones and Devontae Adams.
So
Christian Kirk.
As far as Hogs goes, you have an easy decisions that will be kind of made for you Sunday morning. So.
Right. Exactly.
All right, so Tyler, what are you thinking about as far as your bench goes?
Yeah, I'll tee it up, and then I'm going to need Rob to talk about it because I have a mess. Mike Evans is on my bench. I talked about it already. If he plays, I'm going to have to play him, but I don't think I can trust him. DeAndre Swift, I have the option between DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams. So one of those guys is going to be in against Atlanta, who's terrible. Henderson, I don't think I can trust against Minneapolis, Minnesota. I think Sony Michel got the lion's share of the early down work. And on top of that, I don't think they're going to have to run the ball. I think that Stafford's going to have like 5,000 yards.
Agreed.
AJ Dillon against Cleveland, no thank you. Aaron Jones got the work. KJ Osborne, if Thielen doesn't play, maybe Justin Jefferson's going to get the Ramsey treatment. And Rashad Penny, again, if he was terrible, or that whole Seattle offense was terrible, to be fair. But, he's a potential option as well. So, yeah, I mean, I have a lot of potential options, but a lot of terrible as well. So, Rob, what would you do on in my shoes?
I mean, the lineup you have right now is who I would have in, knowing what we know today.
Right.
I did see that Aaron Jones, well, either missed practice or was limited in practice today or something. So I don't know what it was for. I would keep an eye on that.
Yeah, obviously, if Jones is out, Dylan's in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's as easy as that.
Yeah, Dylan replaces Jamal Williams in a heartbeat. Otherwise, I don't, you know, and obviously, you know, if Barkley's thing is a major thing, you're playing Booker, blah, 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 blah. Otherwise, I don't, there's not much that you can do based on what you know right now. And things could change over the week, but, you know, Swift all of a sudden gets a start. Well, that's a, you know, a thing. If they say, oh, Henderson's now our starter and Michelle's going to be the two, that's, I don't think any of that's going to change. So I think what you've got is what you've got. So,
okey-dokey. Let's go dice first.
Dice rolled a six.
That's going to be a hogs. And shall I just assume a clean sweep for the hogs?
I'm going hogs.
Hogs.
Yeah, yeah, I figured. And with right. that... There we go. Now I'll close my Sonic soundboard.
Okay, great. So let's move into our second playoff bracket matchup. Playing
you want to tee it up for me?
Yeah, sure. The number one seed, Backdoor Hot Snakes, is playing against what, the number four seed? I don't know.
No, they would have been the six, right?
Would they have been the six? No idea.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, right? They just made it in, yes.
But that's Christian Sunday School. And boy, am I scared.
Children, I'm Sister Anne, and I'll be teaching you so that you can all receive your first communion.
Are we going to go to hell?
Well, hopefully not. That's why you're going to need to receive communion.
And as long as we get this communion thing, we're safe? What if we haven't really done anything that horribly bad in our lives? Yeah, what if we hadn't?
It doesn't matter, because we are all born with original sin.
Verses.
Have you gone to the bathroom? Do you think you could wait just 5 more minutes?
I got really bad snakes. They're hot.
I didn't need to know that, but go ahead and go.
Why is it spicy?
Oh, boy. I assume it's my turn now.
Yep.
That's from a TikTok.
Yeah, it is.
Really bad snakes. They're hot.
Oh, man. All right. So, yeah, like we're saying, this is the probably roughly the sixth seed playing against the number one seed currently. Hot Snakes are only favored by 4 points. If you guys want to go ahead and do a refresh on your browser, if you had it open already, I did a lineup adjustment a couple of minutes ago. I realized I hadn't set it since after the Monday night game, so.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
So I'll go into quarterbacks here. Got Justin Herbert at Houston for Sunday School versus Matt Stafford at Minnesota for Snakes.
Look, I already said it. I think Matthew Stafford's going to throw for 1,000 yards in this game. So really, I would be picking him. I think he could definitely be my QB1 on the week. Herbert, I think, is going to have a good game, but I just can't put him above Stafford.
Yeah, I agree. I think they can run the ball more on Houston because Houston's just not good at a whole lot of anything. I agree. It's Stafford here.
All right, so running backs, we got Najee Harris at Kansas City and Deonta Foreman against San Francisco tomorrow night. Versus, I have Montgomery, David at Seattle and Nick Chubb at Green Bay.
Okay, so Najee has been the workhorse all year, but he has fallen off the fantasy cliff here the last couple weeks because Pittsburgh's just hasn't been good. And Kansas City has been really great on defense. Dante Foreman is surprised, but I think San Francisco's defense is very good. Give me Montgomery and Chubb.
Yeah, I think Foreman and Montgomery even each other out. They're both going to be between 15 and 20 points. And then from there, Chubb is going to get all the work because they put Hunt back on IR, didn't they? Or he's already been ruled out. So yeah, and I think he beats Harris outright. So give me Montgomery and Chubb.
Okay, Doke. Receivers, we got DJ Moore, questionable against Tampa Bay, like we were talking about earlier, and T. Higgins, home against Baltimore, versus Tyreek Hill, currently out on the COVID reserve list. They're playing against Pittsburgh, and then I have Mike Williams at Houston.
Yeah, I mean, I'll break this down one by one again. I think Higgins and Williams are both equally volatile receivers, but Higgins has the better matchup against Baltimore. Baltimore secondary is just destroyed right now. And then you get to Tyreek Hill versus DJ Moore. Obviously, I'm going to take Tyreek, assuming he plays, right? We talked about how he's on the COVID list. As it stands right now, give me Tyreek and Williams, but it's not by a ton.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that 100%, exactly what you said. If he's cleared, then it's Hill and Williams, but not by a ton. I can't add much more. I will just say that the last time that Baltimore and Cincinnati played, it wasn't necessarily a Higgins game. So we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah. On the plus side, I have a few options to plug and play if it comes to Tyreek Hill being out. So looking at tight end, we got Tyler Conklin home against the Rams for Sunday school versus Gronkowski at Carolina.
Easy Gronk with pieces missing on that offense. There's going to be two main guys, Antonio Brown and Gronk. So I would not be surprised if Gronk gets two touchdowns in this game.
Seconded.
I'll subscribe to that. Flex positions, Justin Jefferson home against the Rams and Hunter Renfrow home against Denver for Sunday school versus the Snakes, Zeke Elliott home against Washington. And I've got Amari Cooper in there against Washington as well right now.
Sorry, and I just want to point out, because I just scrolled down, the reason that Conklin is in here at tight end is because Kelsey is on the COVID list and is on this team's bench. So if it's Kelsey versus Gronk, that becomes a lot closer.
Yeah, it does. As far as these flex matchups, I'm sorry, this is the murdering Jefferson and Renfrow against Zeke and Cooper.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, this is the part of the matchup that I am most scared about, is the way this flex sets.
Yeah, and Will, you should be.
Yeah, never a pleasure to play against Justin Jefferson. So defense, Patriots home against Buffalo versus the Cowboys home against Washington.
You know what? I'm going to do a crazy thing. Thank you for that sound.
Oh, sorry. My computer is completely fucking up.
All right, I'm going to do a crazy thing, and I'm going to go the Cowboys here, because the last time they played the Patriots, I don't even think they got 10 points on defense. And boy, Washington, they got a lot of turnovers. Give me the Cowboys, baby.
Yeah, I don't think that's crazy at all. I think the Cowboys are the clear pick here.
Cowboys are the number one fantasy defense in our league, and the Patriots are the number two defense in our league. And when they played the Bills last time, they got 9 points. So right on all fronts. Just wanted to back that up.
And that was in that mess of a game where they couldn't throw it all.
Hey, right. Blake, can you say that again about the Cowboy defense? They're the what?
The number one.
I can't even believe them. Wow, yeah, that's crazy.
Cowboys, the best fantasy defense in our fantasy league.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's wild.
All right.
Okay, all right. Let's have Tyler go through Sunday school's bench while I try to formulate all the options that I can do on my team.
All right.
Well, let's see. Emmanuel Sanders, I don't believe is going to play. So he is not in there. There's really not a ton here outside of getting Kelsey in your lineup. Even if there were options that you could play, I don't think I would replace anybody. So yeah, I think the main thing is just assuming Kelsey plays, get him in your lineup, and this is going to be a close matchup.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
So yeah, there's a lot of options, which is a curse for my team right now. Nobody has felt comfortable starting Zeke this year, and I'm going to have that question mark going into Sunday morning as well. I'm not a huge fan of starting two Cowboys, but my other options are looking at, you know, Sony Michel might be a good option to start into the flex, but also we were talking about Zach Ertz. I am thinking about throwing Zach Ertz in there and starting, you know, Gronk and Ertz in for Arizona. I don't know. I've got a lot of options, and it's going to all hinge on Tyreek Hill's availability.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
Cool. Blazing analysis. So let's go backwards.
Tyler, yeah, I mean, what can you say? Yeah.
Oh, boy.
This is a tough one.
It's a really tough one because I think this entire matchup comes down to the wide receivers. And do DJ Moore and T. Higgins keep this team afloat to where they can win the rest, you know, like the Jefferson and Renfro matchup? Can they win that? Win at tight end with Kelsey, potentially with Herbert? I want to go Christian Sunday School here.
Rob?
Me? You know what I'm going to do? I know you've got a problem with Hill and if he doesn't play. But if he doesn't play, I think you could put Cooper in there. And you could put one of these other guys, either Gordon or, you like you said, Zach Ertz or Sony Michel in that spot where Cooper's at. You know what? There's a lot of options, and I'm going to assume Blake's makes the right choice. I'm going the hot snakes.
So, yeah, I'm going to also go the snakes. If the situation arrives where Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce are unable to play due to COVID, I don't think it changes the matchup all that much, which is interesting.
I think it benefits you more because you have a decent option to put in instead of Hill. Whereas he doesn't have a good option to put in instead of Kelsey. So I think that's where it changed.
Right. Agreed.
So let's go then. Dice.
That's an 11.
That'll be snakes.
All right.
Oh, I'm on an island.
Uh-oh.
All right. The last thing that I want to talk about tonight is the best of the losers.
Oh, God.
In the future. Well, currently named CIY Fish, we'll see what he will be later, has won three in a row to be up against Points Matter in the Championship of the Idiots. Who's going to win? Does Whitefish go on a 4-win streak, or does Kicker Points Matter beat him?
Are you asking me? Because I do not care.
I know.
That's not going through the team. Those of us in the winner's bracket do not bother ourselves with the goings on of the loser's bracket.
Does Rob's team win four games in a row when it has zero matter on anything?
I do not care.
Probably because it doesn't matter.
I legitimately have not even looked at who's playing. My screen is already closed. I do not care.
That's the whole point, Tyler. You're supposed to make a pick just on the merit of that it's Rob's team versus Greg's team.
Oh, I'm team asteroid. I'm team COVID in that matchup.
Oh, great.
All right. Well, Rob, congrats on your fourth win in a row and being best
loser. Yes. Number one loser. That's me.
All right. Let's get out of here. Good luck, everybody.
All right. Good luck, everyone.